Hi, my name is Toni Harris, and I am the turnaround queen. I actually help people to take drastic steps personally, professionally, and financially in order to achieve their dreams. And so today I'm going to talk to you about a drastic step that a lot of my clients take, and that is opening themselves up to doing some marketing differently. Lots of my clients are speakers, authors, coaches, and other entrepreneurs who really understand that in order to grow their business, they need to reach people where they are. And email marketing is just the way to do that. Now, as I said, I'm the turnaround queen, and people often ask me, what does that mean, and what does it mean that I'm the turnaround queen, and how do I help people turn their lives around? Well, I personally had my own turnarounds. One of my turnarounds is a personal turnaround where I actually was able to lose over 100 pounds twice. Yep, it was so much fun, I had to do it twice. So that's one turnaround. Business-wise, I have started businesses and been very successful. Started my first entrepreneur endeavor at age 23, where I was a corporate trainer. And I have become a financial advisor, where I made a high six-figure income with little to no experience and only a high school education. And then, of course, I've turned myself around professionally through getting higher education, as well as using tools to grow my business that really made a difference in my business. And so I'm going to share with you one of those tools today that I hope you will find interesting to help grow your business. That tool is email marketing. Email marketing I was first introduced to in around 2006 when I was a financial advisor, and specifically with Constant Contact. And I decided to start sending emails to my clients as a financial advisor as a way to stay in communication with my clients. Most of you know it's not the getting of the client, it's the keeping of the client that's very important. And email marketing is probably the best way in order to stay in front of your clients so that they don't forget you're in business. And so I use email marketing to stay in front of my financial clients. Then I started to use it when I launched my speaking business. I started using it to promote my radio show as well as to send out newsletters, informational newsletters on taking drastic steps in your lives personally, professionally, and financially. And so I grew my following, especially on my radio show, from dozens of listeners to thousands through using email marketing. Well, it was so successful for me, I actually wanted to learn more about it, so I went to a local seminar and I met the regional director for Constant Contact. And I was in transition in my situation. My husband was unfortunately passing away from cancer, and I needed a source of income because I knew that once he passed away, I was not going to have his benefits anymore. And so I reached out to Constant Contact, and they offered me an opportunity to become their authorized local expert here in the Houston area. And I took that opportunity. I gave my first seminar 1 week after my husband's funeral, and it has turned into a godsend for my business personally, for growing my business as well as for helping me to help business owners to be successful. I was excited to receive just in September the 2013 Rookie of the Year Award from Constant Contact as well. So I'm very passionate about helping business owners, speakers, coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, heart-centered entrepreneurs to really grow their business using email marketing in conjunction with social media marketing, and that will help you to reach the masses. So people ask me all the time, why email marketing? What about traditional marketing? Traditional marketing still has a place depending on your business and who you're trying to reach. But a lot of speakers are global. We want to reach the masses on a global scale. There are very few speakers who have just a centralized platform. And so to reach the masses globally with traditional marketing would be next to impossible financially to achieve. And so email marketing is a way, a very affordable way, to be able to reach the masses. And then why email? Well, frankly, everybody has it. There's nobody that doesn't have email. And not only does everybody have email, but most of us have email on mobile devices, tablets, and cell phones. And if you're like me, you've probably got multiple mobile devices. And if you're like me, you're probably checking your email all day long. Well, if you're in your email all day long, guess what? So are the people, your audience, your prospects, your customers. They're in their email all day long. So why not put your message where people are? That makes total sense to me. So, you know, I love social media. Social media goes hand in hand with email marketing. But the truth is, with social media, I may or may not go there today. It just depends on how busy I am. And you may put something out there on social media I need to see, but if I'm not in there the moment you put it in, I'm going to miss it. And so, therefore, you put something in my email box, I promise you I'm going to see it. Now, the key with email is to make sure that your email catches the attention of your readers so that they want to open the email and engage with you. But I tell my participants in my training sessions all the time that even if a person doesn't open your email, it's okay because they still see you in business, and when they're ready for you, they know you are there because you're going to show up at least on a monthly basis to remind them that you're there. See, it's important that we keep our clients. Our clients are pulled every which way by every which next promotion, and if you're not staying in front of your clients, then they kind of out of sight, out of mind. They kind of forget about you. And so you want to make sure that they remember you're in business. Then most of my clients will tell me that the way they get business is through word of mouth. Well, what more powerful word of mouth is there than social media? You know, 71% of people will buy based on recommendations than those products and brands that don't have recommendations. So if you are emailing me with your monthly newsletter and I share that on my social media, then you are now reaching the best word of mouth, thousands of my followers. And email marketing is the way to do word of mouth on steroids, so to speak. Now, there is a right way and a wrong way to do email marketing. And you want to do it right because, after all, we are business owners and we want to do things legally, and we want to look like we are in business. And so what do I mean about a right way and a wrong way? Let's talk about the wrong way first. The wrong way is what I call the bootleg email way. Bootleg is illegal, in case you didn't know. The term bootleg means illegal. And so what is the bootleg way? Well, the Federal Trade Commission has the CAN-SPAM Act. And the CAN-SPAM Act says that your marketing emails, if you're going to email people for business, it must have certain characteristics. It must meet certain guidelines. In fact, Google the Can Spam Act, FTC Can Spam Act. One of the big things that email marketing must have is a way for people to opt out. So the bootleg way of email marketing is when you go into your Yahoo, Google, Hotmail, Gmail, your Outlook accounts, and you create a new email, you address it to yourself, and you blind copy everybody that you want on your, or that's on your list. Then you attach your flyer, please come to my event or whatever, we're running a special, whatever your marketing is, and then you send that out. Well, there is no way for people to opt out immediately of that list. If you are doing email marketing this way, please, please stop. Because the fine from the FTC is up to $16,000. That's a hassle and a headache you do not need. Here's the other part about using the bootleg method to email. Most of those emails are going to go to the spam folder because you did the blind copy. So the people on your list aren't going to see it anyway, and you have no idea if they got it or not. So that's just one simple way that email can be done illegally and end up costing a small business owner a lot of money. As a speaker or a coach or author, you don't have time, money, or inclination to have to deal with the headache of the FTC coming down on your business. So why not do it right the first time? So what is the right way? The right way is to get an email service provider like Constant Contact in order to email the masses. There's a couple reasons this is a good thing. Number one, when you send the email, it only appears to go to one person, even though there may be thousands of people on your list. Number two, it's branded. It's got colors. It's beautiful with graphics. You can incorporate videos. You can put in audio. You can attach PDFs, but it is branded. And it looks like you're legitimately in business. It's a good way to show, and it's an affordable way to showcase your brand so that everything is consistent. And then number three, the reporting tools can't be beat. Being able to see who opened your email, what time did they open their email, did they click any of the links that were in the email, did they forward it to a friend, did they share it on their social media, which social media did they share it on, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. How powerful is a tool that can give you all of that intelligence and you actually know what people are engaging with you. So if you're in business, you really should do things legitimately and do it right the first time. And you don't want to be seen as a spammer either. And so this method using a email service provider shows that you are not a spammer and that you are legitimately in business. So doing it right the first time. Another reason to use an email service provider like Constant Contact is that social media goes hand in hand with email marketing. So picture this. You send out your monthly newsletter with all your great tips and tricks, and the second that the email hits the inboxes of your audience, it also hits your social media so that your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter also receives a copy of the newsletter. Wow, that is fantastic. All of that happens at the click of a button without you having to share on each individual platform. In fact, through the Public Speakers Association, I have collaborated with Ms. Barbara Pender, who is a social media guru, and she calls herself the Social Sage. And together, we are coaching our business clients on how to use interactive marketing. It's actually called iMedia, Interactive Marketing, Social and Email Marketing. Our clients have been amazed at how far they have grown in their social media and email marketing as a result of our program. So when you marry social media with email marketing along with video technology and graphics, it really helps you to stand out and to explode your business to reach more people. So, you know, social media goes hand in hand. You want to do it right by being legal and looking branded and being able to reach the masses legally. Now, people say to me all the time, Tony, email marketing is important. I get it. I really do need to do it. It is affordable. It's not about the money. But my main obstacle is content. What do I say? And so when I'm coaching my clients, I actually help you to build a newsletter strategy. And I help you to come up with your content. Now, here's the thing about content. Number one, we usually overthink content. We think we have to write a whole dissertation. No, your newsletter should be short and sweet, 250 words or less with bulleted points, pictures, a quick video, and you're done. In fact, if your newsletter doesn't print out on 8.5 by 11 paper, it is too long. So keeping it short, less is more in the world of email marketing. Then the second obstacle is list building. How do I get people on my list? Well, or how do I start my list? Most of us have a list. It's built into our Google, our Hotmail, our Outlook accounts. We can export that list, clean it up, take people off the list we know don't want to hear about our business. We can take that stack of business cards that we have and send them off to a service like Shoebox.com, and Shoebox will scan those cards and start your list for you. Then their Constant Contact has several list-building techniques like Scan to Join, where people can actually scan a QR code to join your list, or it gives you text to join. People actually can text the word drastic steps for me into Constant Contact to join my list. You can have join my mailing list on your Facebook page. So there's different strategies to grow your list, and Constant Contact makes it easy to do with some of the tools that they have available to their customers. And then the third obstacle is getting people to open your emails, engagement. And so you have to write clever subject lines, and you have to make sure that they recognize who the email is from. And so in my coaching programs, I actually work with you on your subject lines, and I work with you on how to get more engagement on your email marketing. And so it's not just about putting a newsletter together and putting it out there. There's certain strategies you need to implement to make sure that your newsletter gets attention and then that you are always constantly growing your list. And so these are a few things that I wanted to introduce to you about email marketing and the power of email marketing and how you can reach thousands of people literally at the click of a button. How with Constant Contact as our email provider, we get through 94% of internet service providers. And so we are able to reach more people doing email marketing the right way. So my message to you is to take a drastic step for your business. Do something different, something that is going to help grow and explode your brand globally. See, it's not enough to be known in your own backyard, and this is where the Public Speakers Association is phenomenal because it has helped to grow my brand globally as well, And when I go and I meet people from all over the country, I then engage with them, continue to engage with them through my email list. And that's what keeps us connected, so that if they need a speaker to come and speak at their conference, or they need to collaborate with someone, they remember that I am there. And so there's a couple of things I'd like to make an offer to you. I would like to offer you the opportunity for a 30-minute coaching session to review your email marketing and social media strategies. Do you have any? Are you not doing enough? Are you reaching the masses? Are you growing your list? If you need help in any of those areas, I'd like to help you to figure out how to grow your list and how to grow your presence globally with a 30-minute coaching session. This session is free, and I promise you'll leave with some tips and techniques you didn't come with that you can implement right away to implement in your email and social media marketing strategy. So if this is something that you want to take advantage of, you can email me at Tony, that's T-O-N-I, at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com. Again, that's Tony, T-O-N-I, at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com. Then I'd like to offer you a free gift, and that free gift is 60 ways to grow your email marketing list. 60 ways to grow your email marketing list. I'm sure there's two or three in there that you can use right away. To get that, you can go to my website at tony-harris.com. That's tony-harris.com, and you can claim your document, your free gift, 60 ways to grow your email marketing list. I'd like for you to connect with me as well. You can connect with me on social media. Facebook is actually facebook.com/drastic steps, all one word. That's my business page. And my personal page is facebook.com/Tony Harris Speak, no S on the end, Tony Harris Speak. And then LinkedIn is linkedin.com/IN/Tony Harris Speak, twitter.com/Tony Harris Speak, and then YouTube at youtube.com/Tony Harris Speak. I'm hoping that I offered you some tips and some suggestions today to help you to get started with email marketing to explode and grow your business. By and large, the biggest return on any marketing dollars you can spend on your business can come from your email marketing program. So the statistics tell us that you get four times the return from email marketing than you would get from direct marketing. And just so you know, it's almost $20 a month in general to do email marketing, because people ask me all the time, Tony, you keep saying it's affordable, but what is affordable? Yeah, it's not expensive. You can't even buy stamps for the cost of email marketing. So why not give it a try? What do you have to lose? You know, I tell my clients all the time, in order to be successful, you've got to do something drastic. You've got to do something outside your comfort zone and something you might not even be sure is going to work. But what if it does work? Why not try it today, get started, and see how you can explode your business with email and social media marketing? This is Tony Harris, the Turnaround Queen, saying take a drastic step today for a fantastic tomorrow. Thank you.